From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. There's an investigation in West Virginia that's unlike anything local officials have seen. We should mention some of the facts of the case are quite graphic and may not be suitable for young listeners. According to authorities, 20-year-old Megan Williams, who is African-American, was allegedly held captive and tortured for a week. She told investigators that she was stabbed, beaten, and forced to perform sexual acts on both men and women. Police have arrested six suspects, all of them white, and Williams' race may have played a key role. I got the latest from Logan County Sheriff W.E. Hunter.
We have made six arrests, including a mother and a son, a mother and a daughter, and two other individuals. And the charges range from kidnapping to sexual assault, malicious wounding, giving false information during a felony investigation, an array of charges.
The victim's name has been released, which doesn't always happen in these kinds of cases. Megan Williams and her mother, Carmen Williams, said, "I don't understand a human being doing another human being the way they did my daughter." Have there been any cases in your region that approach the kind of depravity that this crime does?
I've been in law enforcement for over 30 years, and I have never encountered this type of crime.
Again, in addition to the victims' names being released, the suspects' names have been released. Does that in any way help or hinder your investigation? How are you doing with witnesses, not necessarily to the crime itself, but to their character and to their previous criminal activity?
It's pretty common knowledge with the people that live and know these people. They know the type of people they are. We're getting good cooperation from the community. I mean, not everybody that lives in this area where this happened are real bad people. I mean, there's some good people that live there.
Give us a little background on Logan County. But is it a place where there are African Americans and whites in fairly large proportions as members of the community?
Yes, ma'am. The African Americans and the whites get along real well here together. I've lived here all my life, and I've never known of any racial tension.
Is there any sense of a motive for this?
We haven't gotten that far yet. We're still looking.
Why don't you tell us what lies ahead for you in terms of what you and the other officers need to do?
Well, the FBI is running down a person of interest in another county in the state. We've got some more people to talk to, some more statements to take.
Sheriff Hunter, we want to thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Again, that was Logan County Sheriff W.E. Hunter.